Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Confidence is everything. It helps you make better decisions. It helps you create better work. It helps you show up and promote yourself. And I know no one likes that word, but really, if you don't put yourself out there, then how is anyone going to know that you exist and should hire you for your services or your product? And when you create your home with confidence, it will truly be the best version possible. In today's conversation, I'm going to be unpacking three levels you need to move through to feel more confident when you style or create anything that's worthwhile to you. Now, before we get into this episode, I want you to press pause. And if you haven't done it already, go and register for my free online workshop that's on today. In fact, you might even just need to jump on a session right now, depending on when you're listening to it. I'm sharing how styling is your secret weapon to create the home you want. You see, the truth is that I've transformed most of my homes just through styling, not expensive renovations. Does that sound good to you? And I just want you to know that this is more than fluffing cushions. It's knowing what will create the most impact without having to spend a huge amount of money or make structural changes. And it's knowing how to bring it together cohesively. And most of all, it's learning how to infuse your home with your signature style, because that's when you're going to create magic. So if you'd like to learn the five strategies on how to create your home with confidence, no renovation required, then make sure you press pause and either hop on a workshop right now or join one today. Now, the first strategy is all about rethinking the way you create anything, from a home to a business. The majority of people start the wrong way, and I don't want you to fall into this mistake. This lesson alone will be worth showing up for. The second strategy relates to your signature style. It is the foundation for everything. If you don't have a clear understanding of your unique style and how to infuse that into your spaces, your home is never going to feel right. And if you're creating spaces for the enjoyment of others, such as if you have an accommodation business, you need to know how to infuse these ideas into your spaces so they stand out and offer a point of difference. Otherwise, your place will just get lost in amongst the millions of options out there for everyone. The third strategy is going to be about how to create captivating interiors. That would be nice, right? Okay. Of course, everyone wants to create a space that really, you know, it has these meaningful connections with. These are the spaces that people are drawn to and they really want to linger. And these are the types of spaces that really create impact, which is essential if you have a business such as an Airbnb or you're an interior designer trying to get more clients. The fourth strategy will be all about confidence, how to get it. And I'll be sharing a confidence formula that will help you make improvements to your spaces straight away. And finally, the fifth strategy will be about how you can leverage your home to earn passive income and grow your business at the same time. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're serious about transforming your home and you're ready to live the life you've always wanted, and you haven't yet signed up, I'd highly recommend you go and sign up for it. There will only be limited replays, so I would recommend joining live, because in the live session, we're going to be doing activities and I'll also be answering your questions. So you'll have an opportunity to ask questions as well. It's really going to be so good. I'm really looking forward to it. It's not going to be like anything that I've taught before, so I'm very excited about this one. So register now at nataliewalton.com/confident. That's nataliewalton.com www.mindfulness.com/confident. And I've also added a link in the show notes, so you can go straight there, click on that link to register, or as I said, go to nataliewalton.com/confident. We've already had a huge amount of people sign up, which I'm really excited about. And we do only have limited places. So it's really important, though, that you must register, because if you register, then there will be a way that you can get access to a replay. But as I mentioned, when you show up live, you can ask questions, and there'll also be a bonus for those who do show up live. Okay, I trust that you're going to enjoy today's podcast. We're going to be talking through the three levels you need to move through to feel more confident when you create your home and or anything that's worthwhile to you. So let's get into it. When it comes to feeling confident, there are various levels of certainty that you need to develop to be able to act confidently, as well as share your work confidently. And when it comes to it, if you have a product or service or a business that you're trying to promote, then you need to be able to talk about your product or services confidently too. In essence, you need to learn how to create with conviction, because when you do, it will really show up in the work that you create. It will show up in the spaces that you style, and it will show up in how people experience your spaces too. And if you're creating spaces for other people, such as clients or customers, they will notice and experience your level of confidence on a subconscious level. It is that element that infuses spaces and really is the sort of distinguishing element that distinguishes places that are really beautiful and authentic, and they're just at that next level. And the reason is because they've been created with a level of conviction and clarity. Confidence really is the key to almost everything. Because let's look at it from another perspective. Now, someone might not have a great process when it comes to creative spaces. They might be a little bit scattered, they might be, you know, a little bit all over the place. But if they're confident, they can still make it work. You create inspiring interiors when you use a good process and you develop your confidence. And it's when you have this combination, so, you know, you've got a process that you can replicate, that you feel really confident with, and you've developed your confidence. When you have this combination, you feel a huge amount of clarity about how you go about creating your spaces. Now, I've experienced many versions of this. The very first shoot that I styled, when I put my hand up and I remember distinctly walking into the editor's office at Real Living Magazine, we were in one of those offices. It was in the city of Sydney, and it was like a skyscraper. I mean, it was only about 20 levels, 20 stories. It wasn't like a massive one, but, and it was a bit of an old building. It was sort of concrete on the outside, not a particularly nice looking building. And certainly on the inside, considering that this was the place where magazines such as Harper's Bazaar were, Belle Magazine, House and Garden, I mean, you think it would look a lot nicer on the inside, but it was one of those kind of typical office environments with cubicles and awful carpets and, you know, sort of cheap furniture, you know, that sort of standard office issue furniture. And the editor, she had her own office, but it had kind of glass windows and a door that was always open, except for occasionally when she was in meetings. And I remember sort of having that moment of thinking, I had been thinking for so long, I had this kind of whisper within that I had been seeing all of these stylists do photo shoots and, you know, getting all the images come into the magazine and really thinking, you know, I think I could do that. And I wanted to do that, but I felt so nervous and kind of confused as well about, you know, I was a writer on the magazine. I was the deputy editor. I was, you know, writing articles and very involved in the production process and editing copy and all of those kind of things. And yet within me, I had this desire, this sort of whisper that was getting louder and louder, that I really wanted to try and see if I could style a shoot for the magazine. And these kind of shoots were, well, I actually thought she might have given me an easy shoot, but I was thinking maybe I could do like a house shoot. I'm sure I could go along to someone's home and style that. And so anyway, I remember getting up from my desk and walking into Deb's office and having, you know, that kind of, it's not butterflies because that sounds nice, like it's almost like a knot in my stomach, and asking her, you know, saying, look, you know, I would really love to try and see if I could star one of these shoots. And the scariest thing that happened was not that she said no, but she said yes. And she's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then before I knew it, she'd given me one of the hardest briefs in the magazine, which I don't know if she was thinking, well, I'm going to just throw her in the deep end and she's either going to sink or swim. And it was this shoot where I had to style three huge setups for what were called the shopping pages. So it was calling in a lot of product. It was literally building three sets, like with rooms and partitions and laying floor, hanging pendants. And it was three office setups. And on that shoot, I didn't really, like, no one gave me a process. Nobody told me like what I was supposed to do. I'd been on other shoots, so I kind of had a sense of what I was supposed to do. And I did assist one other stylist, Marie Nichols, who's now based in the UK. And she was great. And, you know, I asked her lots of questions, but I didn't have a process that I knew what I should be doing. And also, I mean, obviously I felt enough confidence within me to think that I could do it. I should try. But I also didn't have, obviously, a huge amount of confidence because I really didn't know what I was doing. So I was really living on the edge a little bit. But, you know, I find in those situations, that's when you really learn so much about yourself and your ability and what you're capable of. And, you know, in that process, I really learned so much. And when I now look at the types of shoots that I style today, I mean, it's miles apart in terms of my process. Like, I know exactly what to do in terms of my confidence. With my most recent book, I mean, we would go in and style and shoot these homes and do them within, say, 3 hours, which is unheard of because Chris and I, we always have a really clear plan about what we're doing. We know exactly what we want to get out of the book and the types of images. And we're really intentional when we go into those spaces about what our objective is and what we want to get. And so we work really quickly and I feel really confident in those shoots because I have a really clear process. And also, you know, I've got a lot of clarity about what I'm trying to achieve. And, you know, when you have that, it really, it increases your confidence and it's like a self fulfilling prophecy in a way, you know, like it just gets better and better because you feel more and more confident because you're engaging more with the process and you're, you know, that combination of like process and clarity, they are just magic when they come together and it really helps make anything possible. So when I talk about confidence, I just want to be clear that I'm not talking about being arrogant or thinking that you're better than anyone else. It's really more about a sense of knowing within. And I'm talking about the type of confidence that stops you second guessing yourself or worrying about what other people think. And it really makes you feel calm and assured with your choices. And I know that now when I go to style anything, that's how I feel. I just feel calm. I know exactly what I want to do, exactly the outcome that I'm, you know, striving towards. And of course, there's always got to be room for flexibility and fluidity. And that really comes when you have a very clear framework about how you engage with shoots or creating your own home. And, you know, that's obviously something that I've learned over more than 10 years now of working as a stylist. But it really has the result of creating this sense of calm within me when I go on these shoots. And you know, actually, the shoot for me is the easiest part. Like styling any space, that's the easy part. You know, finding the home, or, you know, making sure that the plane, you know, like isn't delayed, or, you know, all of those things. Like, they're the things that I get nervous about. Like, is this person going to say yes? Are they going to agree to be in the shoot, or let me style their home, or whatever it is? Like, that's the stuff that makes me feel, you know, a little bit nervous. But that once I get into the home, I mean, I know what I'm doing. I've got so much confidence when it comes to doing that. So I'll be sharing more about how to gain clarity in my training. But for now, let's take a look at the three levels of confidence that you can experience. And I really want you to consider where you are at on that scale. The first one is process confidence. And this is really about having a process to follow. Now, I'm sure that most of you have some level of knowledge when it comes to creating an interior. You know, you've probably followed steps and strategies in the past to help you get a particular look or result with your spaces. But the question is, can you replicate this process, particularly when something else comes along? So, you know, there's a different circumstance, or, you know, you have to change up spaces in your home, or you have to do something for somebody else. You know, when those scenarios come along and you're having to, I don't know. I mean, it could be something even as you have to get a new sofa, and the sofa that you get is a different shape, or it, you know, there's something different about it and you have to make it work within your space. Do you have a process or a framework so that you know how you're going to adapt your space to, you know, to accommodate this new thing into your home? Or, for instance, maybe your children are growing older and, you know, they don't want like a little kiddies room anymore. They want a teenage bedroom. Well, do you feel confident about bringing all those elements together to make it look and feel the best that it can be? There are so many different scenarios when you really have to start thinking differently about your spaces and how you're going to approach them. And as I said, this is where the idea of a framework comes in. It provides you a guide to know how to approach different scenarios so that you can adapt your spaces when life changes. And of course, we all know that life always changes. I mean, we saw that with COVID, didn't we? That, you know, we had to suddenly create like homeschooling classrooms and, you know, things changed and we had to, you know, change the dynamic of our homes. The second type of confidence that you can have is self-confidence. So what do I mean by self-confidence? Confidence. It means that you feel confident in your ability. Now, some of you might not even feel self-confident when it comes to creating interiors. If that's the case, then I highly encourage you to join my training, because I'm going to be really digging deep into this whole area and some tips and tricks to feel more confident. Another way of looking at it is that if you were to create a space and no one was looking, how confident would you feel? It's kind of like that idea of, you know, dance like no one is watching. Can you do that when you are creating your spaces or styling your spaces? Can you style them as if no one was watching, as if you're not worried about what other people will think? You know, that can sometimes be a way to help you reframe how you're feeling about what you're creating. The third type of confidence is social confidence. Because as humans, we love and need to be validated. And when we experience social proof that what we've done is good, we can feel almost invincible. It gives us a huge boost of endorphins, which of course makes us feel more confident. And one of the simplest ways to experience this, and something that I'm sure most of us can recognize and sort of know about, is, you know, if we share a photo of our home or our space on social media and someone gives us a like, or they give us a positive comment, you know, that makes us feel good. It makes us feel more confident about our ability to create spaces with conviction. To, you know, it gives us more clarity when we're then going into doing it again, because we feel like, okay, we've learned something that connected, that had a resonance with people. Or even if you're not on social media, you know, maybe you're, you know, one of those lucky people that, you know, doesn't have to use Instagram. But if you don't, then, you know, what about when you have guests visit your home and when they comment on how beautiful your home is or how relaxing it is, or, you know, how you've, you know, oh, look at that beautiful vase that you've got there. You know, where did you get that? You know, when people say things like that, you know, it makes us feel good inside. And again, it's another little sort of signal that increases our confidence. These are some of the ways that we can experience social proof that what we're doing is, you know, we're doing a good job, and it increases our sense of certainty about what we're doing as well and the decisions that we're making. So it's like this kind of cycle that we go through, that we get validation that we've made a good choice. So we go and do that again, which then makes us feel good, you know, because we get that positive feedback loop. And the more that we do that, then the more that we start to feel confident. And this is actually one of the really good things about social media, is that it does give us that validation. And look, I mean, there's so many things I could say about social media right now, but it does encourage us to really step up and really try and be our best self and create our best work. And when you share that and you put it out there, I actually think there's something magical about that, because it really encourages you to dig deep and try your best. And that's when you grow, you know, when you actually really put a concerted effort into what you're doing, rather than being like, oh, that'll do, you know. But if that's your approach, you know, like, oh, that'll do, then that's kind of your approach to creating your home and your life. Like, you know, you've got to kind of check in with yourself about that. Is that really how you want to be feeling about your spaces, you know, your most personal spaces? Is that how you want to be feeling about your home? So just create an awareness about, you know, your confidence or your comfort level with putting yourself out there and sharing. And even if you don't have a business, like, just to sort of share it with your friends, you know, it still requires of you to show up as your best self. You know, it's like if you go out to dinner with friends and, you know, you might put on your best outfit, like, you're showing up as your best self. Well, the same when you create your spaces, like, show up as your best self when you create your spaces and you create your home. Certainty comes when you have a level of clarity, conviction, and confidence. And these are the three levels of certainty that you really want to bring to the process of creating spaces. And this is really what I teach in the Styling Masterclass, is about how to have that clarity and that confidence in what you create in your home. And this is what I'm going to also be sharing about, as I mentioned, in today's online workshop. I'm just so excited about it. I've been working on it so much and really excited to share these new ideas that I've never shared before about this whole process of creating your home. And I really encourage you, if this is something that you really want to improve upon, to go and register at nataliewalton.com/confident, because, as I said, I'm going to be going through these ideas and what it means to style with confidence. Now, I trust that this has been valuable. So let's just review the three things that will help you have a greater awareness of your confidence. And then I want you to commit to something. So the first thing is process confidence. This is the process you use to style your spaces. Think about how much certainty you feel, and, you know, when you're going about this process, and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, how confident are you in the process when you approach styling a space or creating your home? The second is self-confidence. This is how much you feel confidence within yourself to create spaces. And the third is, how confident are you about sharing your work or your spaces with others? How confident are you showing up and sharing what you do online? Again, I really encourage you to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest level and 1 being the lowest level. So you wouldn't be very confident if you were number 1. What's powerful about understanding where you are on this journey is that you're creating awareness. You might be more or less confident than what you thought, but once you've created awareness, you can now start to take action. Now you know which area you need to focus on. You know, out of these three areas, then you've got more insight about, okay, well, I'm actually fine with process. I feel reasonably comfortable with that, but my self-confidence maybe for you is not great, or your social confidence might be the lowest one. So really create that awareness about it. And then, like I said, you can really focus on that, because it's only when we create awareness of what we're thinking about and how we see ourselves that we can really make any kind of improvement. Every change starts with a decision, and it's a decision to be a better version of yourself. And that's how confidence grows. As I shared earlier, you know, that decision for me to go and step into the editor's office and put my hand up to try and style a space for the magazine, you know, that began with that decision of like me sitting in that chair thinking, I can't not try, you know, I can't give this a chance. I can't not give this a chance. Like, this is my opportunity to do this. And my whole journey in relation to styling started with a decision. And really, you know, now I look back in hindsight, it really was a decision to grow, a decision to grow as a person. And obviously, you know, I grew my skill set as well. I really encourage you to think about where you are on your journey in relation to confidence. And I really encourage you to, you know, try and think about what you can do to take the next steps to move on that journey, you know, from that process confidence to the self-confidence to the social confidence. I hope that this has been helpful for you, and I hope that it's helped you rethink about how you view confidence and what's important and where you are on the scale of it, and how improving confidence is all about making a decision to create change in your life and taking a step forward. And really, sometimes it's just a simple, small decision, but it starts you on this beautiful cycle of gaining more and more confidence with every step that you take. Now, if you've enjoyed this episode and, you know, this conversation about confidence and the way that you think about it, I would really love if you could just take a second to leave a review or give it, you know, a quick rating. And it can only take, you know, 10 seconds to say, love the episode about confidence. So then I know the ones that are really resonating with you, because, you know, there's not a lot of way, you know, unlike Instagram or other forms of social media, you know, there's not a way for you to leave a comment other than to do that in the review section. So it would mean so much if you could give me that social proof that, you know, I'm doing the right thing, and give me more confidence that I'm on the right journey with the content that I'm creating for this podcast. I really do create it with you in mind. And those of you who I know want to feel more confident with creating interiors. So, you know, that's what this episode is all about and my training. And of course, you know, I always love when you take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram. I'm always in my DMs checking. And like I said, if you're serious about learning how your love of interiors can help you not only transform your home, but help you open up to what's possible for your life, then please make sure that you register for this online workshop that I'm running today. Come and join me, and I'll be offering a special bonus to anyone who shows up live. There will be a replay option to anyone who registers, but you can only get the bonus when you show up live as a thank you for those of you who take the time to do so. Thank you so much for listening today, and I've really enjoyed sharing these ideas with you. Have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.